Part 2. Suddenly, I had an idea. I ran down the street until I came to a supermarket. I walked up to the man at the meat counter and said, "I need some good meat, and I'll work hard for it." The man picked up a white apron and threw it at me. "Get to work," he said, smiling. For 5 hours, I put cans of food on the shelves. I swept the floor and dusted the shelves. At 2 o'clock, I told the man I had to go. "How much do I owe you?" he asked. "I don't want no money. I just want food and meat." "Why do you want food? You're just a kid." "I got a friend who don't have much food. I need food for him and his mom." The man gave me lots of meat and canned foods. It took me 3 trips to get all the food to Donald's house. I was sitting outside when Donald returned from school. I didn't say anything about the food. When his mother returned home, she smiled and said to Donald, "Son, go down to the store and get a small package of hamburger for supper." "There's hamburger in the refrigerator," I told her. She went into the kitchen. When she came out a few minutes later, she was crying. "Oh no! Did you boys steal all this food?" she asked, and then she looked directly at me. "I didn't steal nothing, ma'am. I worked all day for food." That night after dinner, his mom told me that she wanted to speak to me. I was afraid that she would tell me to leave. I told her that I had run away from an orphanage several weeks earlier, and I wouldn't go back. Donald's mom hugged and kissed me. "You are a very good boy," she said. "Thank you for the wonderful dinner." I wasn't sure what I was feeling at that moment, but it was wonderful. For the first time in years, I felt needed and loved. I felt like I was worth something to someone. Afterwards, I looked at her and said, "If you let me stay here and take care of me, I'll take care of you." Once again, she began to cry. "You can stay here, and you don't have to take care of me," she said.